Jesus Christ, King of heaven's glory.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, by the chief priests, and by the scribes, and be killed, and then the third day be raised." Then he said to all, "If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever wishes to lose his life for my sake will save it. What profit is there for one to gain the whole world, yet lose or forfeit himself?" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This day after Ash Wednesday, the Church puts before us what Lent and what life is ultimately all about. That most famous passage of sacred scripture, "God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that all who believe in him might not perish but might have eternal life." We start with God's extraordinary love in not sparing his Son, but handing him over for us all. But there needs to be a response to that. God wants us to have that life that Jesus himself came to bring, that gift of salvation that St. Paul was describing yesterday. But his action is not enough. It has to be responded to. And that's why the Church, on this second day of this holy season of Lent, focuses us on that choice. And it does so by the book of Deuteronomy. This is basically Moses' valedictory address. God had already shown just how much he loved the Jews in Egypt. He had rescued them. He had given them he had liberated them from the 10 plagues. He had sent Moses precisely to lead them. They had walked through the Red Sea on dry land. He had fed them with manna from heaven, with quails. He gave them water from the rock. And yet they didn't persevere. Many of them started to worship the golden calf. Many of them started to grumble, longing for the flesh pots of Egypt. The beginning of these 40 days with Jesus in the desert, it's meant to bring us back to those 40 years of the Israelites so that we might persevere in that choice. And so Moses makes it very clear. He sets before us life and death, prosperity and doom, blessing and curse. But we've got to choose in response to the choice that God has made for us out of love. And he describes what's involved in that choice: obeying, listening carefully to the commands of the Lord, loving him, walking in his ways, keeping his commandments. A little bit later, it says, heeding his voice and holding fast to him. You could almost say like a little kid holding on to the leg, clinging to the leg of a parent lest the child ever be separated. That type of persevering choice. This is what leads to life. The opposite leads to death. One of the foundational documents for the Sisters of Life, Evangelium Vitae, St. John Paul II uses this biblical scene to talk about the need to persevere in the choice of life. But then he makes it very, very, very concrete. He says to choose life ultimately means to choose him who is the way, the truth, and the life. It means to cling literally to Jesus. And that's the choice that's put before us. God the Father loves us so much that he sends his only Son. But he wants us to cling to that Son wherever he leads. That brings us to the choice of the Gospel. Jesus says that if we're going to cling to him, It's not just we're going to cling to him in his prayer, we're going to cling to him in his self-giving to the last drop of his blood, we're going to cling to him in his hungering for what God hungers and fasting from everything else. It's going to persevere and cling to him on the way of the cross. He gives two declarations. First, that he must suffer and be rejected by everybody, be killed, and the third day be raised. That's what's going to happen to him. But then he turns to us and says that if we wish to cling to him, if we wish to be his disciple, if we wish to come after him, we must deny ourselves. And there's denial in those threefold Lenten practices, no question about it. But most importantly, there's a choice for something. That we have to take up our cross each day. The cross isn't just a little sacrifice. It's not a pinprick. The cross is the means by which God gives us to die to ourselves so that he can rise. And that's the way we'll really be able to cling to and follow him. And he promises us that in order to save our life, we have to lose it for his sake. But this isn't a terrible, difficult, ugly, life-draining choice. This is the choice for life. This is the choice of delighting in the law of the Lord, meditating on his law day and night, so that we can become like a tree planted near the living water, whose leaves will never fade and whose fruit will come in season and out of season. That's the choice given before us. Today, as the Lord chooses us anew, let us cling to him as he clings to us in Holy Communion from the inside. Praise be Jesus Christ. Amen.